We are back with another episode of Data Protection Gumbo. I'm your host, Demetrius Malbro, and today I have Dmitry Sotnikov, Chief Product Officer at Kayosoft, on, and he is going to give us some details about Active Directory recovery and the importance of having it in your environment. So, Dmitry, welcome to the Gumbo. How are you?
Good to be here.
Nice. Well, first and foremost, congratulations on the funding. I think you guys just got new funding, right?
We just got our first funding round, and it's from a growth investment fund, Centana, a minority stake. So there's no ownership change. We remain a private company, but they are a great partner to have. And obviously the money will help us grow faster. So it's exciting news.
Okay. And a brief blurb on Kayosoft.
Kayosoft, so we do management, monitoring, and recovery for Microsoft-centric environments, mid-size, large companies. We help them manage, monitor, and recover their Microsoft-centric environment.
And so I am excited about this conversation because ransomware attacks are, I mean, we can't get enough of having a conversation because they're running rampant and not a day goes by that we continue to hear about some company, some healthcare organization, financial services, small, medium, and large businesses, and even casinos, right, are getting hit by ransomware. So, it's continuing to happen. So, well, first of all, what do you think is going on in the market that is driving the focus and the interest more so on business continuity and disaster recovery? And we know ransomware is a big one. But yeah, maybe you can give us your perspective on the drive and focus. And if you want to dive into ransomware, that's even better.
Yeah, so obviously ransomware is the big one. I think there were a few things that changed the cybersecurity landscape in the last few years. One is that obviously ransomware became more prevalent because of just the advancements in technology and even in like financial technology, right? Cryptocurrencies, etc. It's now easier to get ransom, and so there's the business model that started working. But also, I think that old concept of sort of perimeter-based security at some point just stopped working, right? And with working from home and pandemics, etc., that whole trend accelerated. So perimeter-based security stopped working. It no longer helps, right? We can no longer just maintain the perimeter and just assume that whatever is within the network is safe. All the bad guys outside, that no longer works, right? And so that in combination with the making it easier to demand ransom, and now lately with just the advancements in ransomware technology and whatever ransomware as a service and more automated off-the-shelf solutions that the bad guys use, etc., it just things got easier for the bad guys to get a hold of our systems, to get inside, then to discover resources, to move laterally, to get higher privileges, to strike and get ransom. So all of that led to that huge acceleration in ransomware.
And let's talk about Active Directory and how important is Active Directory and making sure that Active Directory is locked down and it's appropriately protected?
I mean, today, in this day and age, Active Directory still, 24 years since its introduction, it's still the foundation of identity and access for most of the companies out there. I mean, a lot of companies are now in the hybrid mode where they would have both on-premises directory, Active Directory, and cloud directory synchronized with it, like EntraID or Okta, what have you.
Yeah.
But still, your Active Directory is your core, it is your foundation. And so it is the primary target for the bad guys for a few reasons. One is that it is core. If it goes down, everything goes down. No one can authenticate. no one can get authenticated and claim that that person, like no applications can know that Demetrius is who Demetrius claims he is, right? And then, so the effect of getting it down is astonishing. Everything goes down. And that, but secondly, it's also effectively your map of resources. So again, if bad guys get a hold of Active Directory, they can know which other accounts exist, which other resources exist, applications, servers, computers, etc.
Right.
So they can start moving laterally, and they can also get higher and higher privileges, because then they can discover higher privilege accounts and try to get a hold of those, perform whatever password spray attacks or whatever, there are multiple, or go through computer accounts, etc., etc. So it's both a way for them to find resources, to gain higher privilege, and then eventually the strike. And so it is the critical piece of your
tech. So let's say you are a Microsoft certified administrator and you are responsible for Active Directory and the forest and everything that is dealing with identity management. Like, what are some of the methods of making sure that the entire forest and all of that is protected and maybe it's backed up or copied somewhere? Because if you lose it, how can you recover it? Maybe you can give us some best practices or insight around maybe being able to recover it if something happens to Active Directory.
Right. Yes. And so that's a great question. Actually, I think it's great that you mentioned both sort of protecting it and recovering it, because I think both matter a lot, right? So obviously you want like protection should come first, right? So hopefully you won't need to recover, right? Hopefully you diminish the probability of you having to get into that situation of your whole directory being down. So for protection, I mean, I'm sure I'll be preaching to the choir here. It's a multi-layered thing. There's no silver bullet, right? You try to reduce the attack surface. You try to have no standing privileges or minimal standing privileges and zero trust. So you keep giving people permissions and privileges only to specific people from specific computers in specific circumstances, specific scope for specific tasks, etc. You don't just let people browse the internet using their domain admin credentials, etc.
Right.
You only, whatever, if Demetrius is supposed to be, I don't know, changing group membership and resetting passwords for whatever, for our West Coast offices, right? Or maybe only for salespeople in West Coast offices, right? You'll lock it down to just specific tasks and specific privileges. You automate what you have, what you can, et cetera, et cetera. You reduce the attack surface. That's the first thing you do. Second thing, you implement some sort of monitoring solutions, attack, a threat discovery and threat response solutions, et cetera, et cetera. So if you are under attack, or if you have vulnerabilities, you get your warnings, you discover those, you fix those, you prevent those, et cetera.
Right.
And then hopefully your recovery comes only if these first two things fail.
Yeah, those layers.
And that guy somehow got through or whatever. There's a catastrophic situation. And even in that case, hopefully, if this is not, if you got some damage, but still you can just roll back individual changes, obviously that's still easier than getting your whole forest back up. And so your forest recovery is your last resource, right? Sort of if everything else fails, you have to have that, right? Because otherwise, I mean, MGM, I think they had what was more than $100 million in costs for them. And Caesars had to pay ransom, and was like a huge, huge amount of money that they paid. Or even recently, I think last week, there was a big pharmaceutical chain that got attacked. And there was a huge impact on both themselves and all their partners and those pharmacies not being able to serve their customers, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
You have to have that last resource as well. Right? You have to be ready for that, because we are, as you mentioned, living in the situation when attacks growing, ever growing, and so you have to be ready for that. And for that, you have to have that first recovery solution.
Yeah, that's great insight. Let's say someone doesn't have a tool to back up Active Directory. I guess, how would they go about doing that today if they didn't have a tool that they purchased that could maybe give them some type of automation and scale and quickness, right? So they can, you know, recover what's needed very quickly. Because I'm assuming if there was not an automated way or some type of solution that they had, they would have to manually do it, and it would take a very long time to do. So what are some of the options or different complexities around not having a tool to back up Active Directory?
Okay. So basically, there are three ways of doing that. There is, if you Google it, if you Google Microsoft Active Directory Forced Recovery, mm-hmm. you can find that there's an official Microsoft guide of the steps that you need to take. So if you have your servers, your domain controllers, if you have backups for these with whatever backup solution you have for server backup, mm-hmm. you can get your Active Directory back. However, it is a manual process. You cannot just take your tapes and restore the machines. Active Directory is a complex distributed environment. Mm-hmm. And so there is that procedure, that manual procedure that you have to follow. It's long. Like just that, if you just look it up and just go to that page, it's a 40-page manual procedure by itself. And if you mm-hmm. start expanding all the knowledge base article that they reference from there, it's more than 200 pages, I believe. So it's a very long and manual procedure, very and obviously error prone. So smallest customers that have whatever, just one domain, couple of domain controllers, they can do that. Although I would still recommend that they test that regularly to make sure that they actually can. But potentially, yes, like smallest companies could follow that manual procedure. If you have anything larger than a single domain, a couple of domain controllers, it's not practical. I mean, you can try it, but the chances of that failing and taking extremely long and large amount of time is significant. So you are better off going with an Active Directory specific solution. And there are a few in the market. There are a couple of advantages. One is that Active Directory specific backup and recovery solution just takes the Active Directory piece, not the operating system. Mm-hmm. And so by itself, that makes it safer because your ransomware has likely affected the operating system. And you don't want to restore ransomware with the Active Directory and go back to being on the attack. And secondly, these solutions automate that whatever 40-page or whatever 200-page procedure from Microsoft. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot less error-prone and it is not and a lot faster, obviously, than going through the document and making the change manually. So that's already a much better solution. So I recommend doing at least that. What obviously me working for Kaiosoft, I am partial to our approach. And if you allow me to a quick pitch here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sounds good. So we take it one step further. Mm-hmm. And we make those scheduled backups of just Active Directory and automate the recovery. We are doing recovery to the cloud every time we do a backup, right?
Mm-hmm. So basically,
you go through that recovery process not when you under attack, not when disaster strikes, but every time, whatever. If you have your nightly scheduled backup, mm-hmm. then every night, not only we do the backup, we restore that backup to an isolated network environment in the cloud, in your cloud, in AWS or in Microsoft Azure.
So it's like air gapped.
Exactly. It's air gapped. It's in the cloud. It's isolated from your on premises network. Right. We recover that latest backup that we just did. We test it, right? We run the test. Mm-hmm. something failed, whatever. Maybe you've just updated, whatever, you've just updated Windows, or you've updated your antivirus, or you have new BitLocker policies, something introduced incompatibility and it failed. Something in that recovery failed. We let you know immediately, right? Again, you are not under attack, but we've done the whole recovery now and that whole testing. And then if everything works, we just put these machines in the cloud on pause so you don't pay for them. They're just sitting there in the cloud. And then next day, we'll create another replica of your Active Directory in the cloud. Next day, another one. And then we do that whole rollover, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so every night, when you go to bed, you know that you have an up-to-date standby replicas of all your Active Directory forests available in case you are under attack, and that they are up to date, they have been tested, etc., etc. So if the bad guys strike, then all you need to do is you just unpause these machines in the cloud and you just redirect your traffic. So it's effectively pretty much a hot standby
in
the cloud, just on pause in case you need it.
Okay, and I guess that approach is maybe unique, because and I know that there are other Active Directory backup companies out there as well. And so as far as the promptness of recovery, maybe your take on artificial intelligence, is this something that AI either can help? Are we not quite there yet when it comes to maybe implementing AI with like an Active Directory recovery or helping out from that perspective?
So I don't think we are at that stage yet. I don't see actually AI being used specifically for recovery or specifically for backup.
Yeah,
AI is obviously started being used in sort of both attacks and sort of threat detection scenarios.
Right.
So obviously, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, that threat detection and threat response is an important part of your overall security.
Right.
And obviously being able to detect attacks and detect threats is important. And you see some machine learning algorithms and AI algorithms used for that. And obviously the bad guys are now trying to use, again, machine learning and artificial intelligence for their attacks. So that part of that story obviously gets more attention from that perspective.
And how does a conversation go? Is it hard to convince maybe the CIO or whoever who's ever buying? Is it hard to convince them, or do they typically come looking for you for a solution because this is something that's sort of complex and it's a really targeted specific thing to ask for when you're talking recovery of the entire environment?
It depends. So yes. So some companies and some teams, they might have sort of false sense of security because they have some backup solution.
Okay.
And so they might assume that since they have a generic solution,
it's protecting
all their servers are being backed up, they might have that full sense of security that as long as they have the tapes, they are fine. Yeah. And so they really need to try, actually just try recovering once, just do that, go through the drill of doing that to figure out that actually they need something in return. They need something in place of that, something to be able to get the Active Directory actually running with computers being able to be in the directory, with users being able to log in, with the replication working, etc. So once they try, or once they realize that what they have is not sufficient, they start looking for an AD specific product like ours or competitors. And then it becomes the question of how much of that downtime tolerance and risk tolerance they have.
Yeah, right.
Like how much would it cost? How much time would it take them to go through recovery when they are under attack? Like how much time would it take them to get, whatever, to get hardware provisioned?
So recovery time, recovery point.
to get their backups located, to create their recovery plan, to map all the backups to the target machines, to run that, to test that. Is that a day? Is that 2 days or three days? What if the last time they did the testing was 3 months ago or 6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was an incompatibility introduced between now and 6 months ago, and you have to go to your last known good backup from 6 months ago?
Yeah.
How much change happened in your environment in 6 months? How many more people got hired or changed jobs or left, and group membership changed, access changed? Do you have a list of all these changes? How would you implement that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your tolerance for that downtime? Can you have your business go down for a week? How much would it cost you? Take all the salaries of all your employees and take a week of that. Can you look at that number? Can you look at the number of you not being able to serve your customers or your partners for a week? Like, what's that? Do your calculation. And like, mm-hmm. once people make them do that math, they realize that, yes, buying a solution is worth that money, right?
And are you seeing people with tapes now? You mentioned tapes a couple times.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously proverbial tapes.
Okay. I know, because I don't see a lot of people using tapes now, but
correct.
Even though tapes are still being used and people using cloud and all of that. But
no, cloud makes things easier, right? So cloud makes things easier for a couple of reasons. An isolated cloud environment, to have that air-gapped environment between your on-premises and your cloud, right? Obviously, like if you have your virtualization farm, but it's part of your Active Directory, then it can very easily get under that same ransomware attack.
Right.
So having an isolated cloud environment is just easier. And it can also be extremely cost-effective. Again, as we talked about, those scenarios when you restore your environment there, but you put everything on pause, it's super cheap, right? So you're literally talking about like a few dollars of cost of doing that until you actually need to start using those standby environments.
Okay. And one final question, what piece of advice would you give to someone, maybe a Microsoft, a Windows system administrator, and they may not even be thinking about a solution for Active Directory and backing it up and being able to have a hot standby and a cloud replica and all of those things. What would you say to them right now just to get them to start thinking and maybe even decide to move forward with implementing something like this?
Yeah. If your directory is out for a week, like what happens to your business? What happens to all like that all other applications, everything that you're using to serve your customers, work with your partners, that your employees use to log in every day, like what happens? Do that math, figure it out. And then if you have something in place, test it. Just go all the way end-to-end scenario from the moment you do the backups to the moment when you can use that recovered environment somewhere in another place. Time it, see how many employees and hours or days it took you, and figure out if what you have is sufficient. And if it's not, then go find a solution, hopefully with Kaiosoft, that would do a better job. But again, do a POC in your live environment, not in a lab, and then make sure that it actually serves that scale that you have, and you can recover and switch within the amount of time that your business can tolerate.
Oh, so you're saying doing a POC in the live environment because you want to test it on your current structure, identity structure, or
you have to, right? You have to make sure that at your scale, at your complexity, it works. That a solution, we've seen people start with a competitive solution and they did a POC in a lab with a small environment, whatever, single domain, small number of test users, etc., and it worked. And they try to use that in their production, and they have sometimes multiple forests, etc.
Mm.
And it turns out that whatever, now they have to do With some solutions, people have to do even separate deployments and processes for each forest, et cetera, et cetera. And they,
wow,
some solutions just don't scale, right? So make sure that what you buy scales for your environment and
yeah,
scale for your risk tolerance and downtime tolerance. Don't hesitate to take it to the business leadership, to whatever, to the leadership of your company, because it's not like when if your directory goes down and your whole production environment is down, it is going to be whatever you see. It's going to be painful for the whole business.
Okay. And is there any resources that you would like to point the Gumbo listeners to?
Yes. There was a recent survey
okay,
that Petri did. We sponsored that, but it's still an independent company that did the survey. Mm-hmm. And that can be a useful resource to just understand what's going on.
And they can find it on the website as well, right?
They can find it on the website. It actually doesn't even require, if you get that from our website, there's no registration requirement. You can just download it.
Okay, and give them the website again.
Kaiosoft.com. So go there and then you'll find the survey. It's in the resources, pop-up windows, whatever, blog.
CAYOSOFT.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Just like to spell it as well, just in case they are not quite sure. But Dimitri, thank you. Thank you so much for taking time out to educate us on the importance of protecting your Active Directory and also making sure that you can recover it. So having backups and standbys and replicas and just being ready to recover as soon as the bad thing happens, because it probably will happen one day. And also, before I let you go as well, I want to let the listeners know about the Backup and Recovery Professionals group on LinkedIn. Please join that group. There is almost 26,000 professionals in that group. And we have targeted conversations and sometimes heated conversations about topics related to data protection, cybersecurity, storage, disaster recovery, lots of different types of topics there as well. So be sure to check that out. And if you're watching on YouTube, please hit that like button and subscribe as well. So Dimitri, thank you again for being a guest right here on Data Protection Gumbo.
Thanks, Demetrius. It was a pleasure to be here.